All right, now let's get to today's No Sweat News, shall we?
Please.
The No Sweat News quiz tomorrow for Shinedown tickets, plus your chance to meet the band and maybe walk off with an autographed guitar. So here you go. Dateline Brazil for story number one. You know, the president of Brazil, President Bolsonaro, okay, he's been a staunch supporter of cracking down on drug crime in Brazil. Big anti-drug guy.
Good.
Big anti-crime guy. Big anti-drug guy.
Okay.
So it was pretty surprising when 86 pounds of cocaine was found on one of his presidential planes.
Yeah.
Turns out...
turns out, mine.
Turns out a member of an advance crew who was setting up a visit for the president to the G20 summit in Japan had brought along 86 pounds of Brazilian marching powder and got seriously busted in Spain during a quick layover.
That's fantastic.
He's doing some importing exporting, I think.
Now, when I
Vandalay Industries, etc.
Yeah, right. When I watch Cops. Whenever they bust someone for having drugs in the car, they always go, "Well, this isn't my car."
Right, right.
Could he pull the, "This isn't my presidential Brazilian plane."
Listen, it's the president's airplane. I'm just carrying his bag. It didn't go over. They're going to throw the book at him.
Okay.
Talk about the balls of the guy, though, using the president's, you know, like Air Force Two.
That's hysterical.
To transport your drugs. All right, let's go to Germany for story number two.
Oh.
Police officers in Lundenscheid were left speechless when a motorist gave them a sperm sample instead of a urine sample that they had requested.
Okay, first of all, both things are disgusting.
So, in Germany, police, when they pull you over, if they think you are impaired, they can ask for a urine sample, and then they test it immediately on the spot.
I got to make, if I'm ever in Germany, I got to make sure I call my clean urine guy before I go.
Yeah, or
bring
Uber.
Jars of that thing.
Use the train or something.
Oh, well, yeah, that too.
Apparently, it's fairly common that it happens, but it's actually got all kinds of legal issues because of the false positives. Anyway, the guy says, okay, and he walks into the hedges to give him a sample, and the cops are like, well, this is taking way too long, and they say,
oh my God.
He returned to them seeming a bit ashamed. Well,
that's hysterical.
He had rubbed one out while in the bushes.
What a total psychopath.
This
guy is an absolute serial killer.
Apparently was like, I don't know, you want a sample, all right.
No, we didn't want a sample of that, you creep.
The police officers took it as a further sign that the man might be impaired.
I don't know.
So then the dude said, well, what about a spit sample? So he asked for a spit sample, and that tested negative, so they let him go.
That's right. I think he's just a crazy lunatic. That doesn't sound like...
He was a much more relaxed driver after the stop.
You know? Oh, my God.
Smoking cigarettes, got the window down.
Put it on cruise control, right. put the feet up. Oh, my God.
What's he doing in those hedges?
That's insanity.
And here we go back to America for our final story of the day. You know, we've kind of given up on doing our own map reading and navigation. Can we say that?
Yes, we can.
I mean, I used to be very proud looking at maps, paper maps before my trip, writing down the directions. Even when the beginnings of Google Maps came, I was writing down directions, and I wouldn't even print them out.
I was a flower delivery boy at Wall Flowers, and I had to learn how to use an actual map, and I loved it. It was like being like on a treasure hunt.
So when was the last time you actually...
Honestly, since 2002?
There was a big crash on the road leading to Denver International Airport on Sunday. 100 people or so wound up taking a detour that Google Maps suggested. And they all got stuck in a muddy field.
See, that's what I'm talking about.
Because Google didn't recognize the fact that it was a private dirt road. It had rained all kinds of... That's what caused the accident. And so they had to pull 100 cars out of a muddy field because people were too goddamn lazy to read their own map.
This is why I am not with you people who want robot cars. Because first the Google Map is wrong. Next thing you know, the Google, the self-driving car will also put you into that mud field.
You know what? You got a point there. I support the self-driving car because I trust robots more than humans, sadly.
I don't.
But they will drive you into a ditch, probably.
We're going to be driven into that mud field.
That's probably true. That's the No Sweat News. That's it for the week. What we're going to do is we're going to make sure they're all posted on the podcast page at WRET.com. So if you missed any, just click that podcast page on the left-hand side of WRET.com, and you can study up for tomorrow's quiz. Tomorrow, I'll read four stories on the air. Three were part of the No Sweat News feature this week, and one I'll make up today, a little after 4:20. And if you spot that phony, you got a great shot at seeing tickets or winning tickets for Shinedown, maybe meeting the band and scoring an autographed guitar from them.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.